We are up to Simen Tafresh Nun Aleph, and we'll be doing the first Sif. Mitzvah Dalad Minim, the Mitzvah of Arba Minim, Sheyitol Kalechad Lulav Echad, everyone should take one Lulav, Beis Aravis, Gimel Hadasim. One Lulav, two Aravis, and three Hadasim. Now it says Sheyitol Kol Echad, every individual, it says Ulkachtem Lochem on the plural. So from there we learn that every individual is supposed to take them. What should you take? One Lulav, two Aravis, three Hadasim. The Mishnah Berurah speaks out that on Yom Tov Rishon this is a Doraisa. Therefore, if you have a place of someone who doesn't know how to daven, he has a place where he'll be able to daven, or a place that he'll be able to have Arba Minim, Tfilah is a Drabanan, Arba Minim a Doraisa, he should go in the place of the Arba Minim. Even if there's a suffix with regard to their Arba Minim, and there's a Vadai for the Tfilah, he's still better off going with the suffix of the Arba Minim than the Vadai of the Tfilah. Whereas on the other days of Sukkot, since we said Arba Minim was a Drabanan, there if he has a Suffolk Arba Minim and Vaday Tefillah, then Tefillah would certainly win. Now back to here, so what does it say? That you have to have one Lulav, three Hadasim, and two Aravis. The Ramah says, Ubamakum Hadchak, Deleka Hadas Kosher, Sagile Bechad Delo Kotum. And in the worst case, where there aren't enough Hadasim, one hadas is good enough as long as it's not niktam rosha. We saw there was a machlokus rishonim if niktam rosha was kosher for hadas. Now, first of all, with regard to the three hadasim, the halacha will be even there if they are katum. As far as making a bracha on the first day, one wouldn't, but on cholamoid for sure one could make a bracha. And the Ramah is saying, in the worst case, even one delo katum. Now, what if you have one, but it's not katum? Can you make a bracha on it or not? That's a machlokis achronim. And if you have one that is katum, the Ramah didn't say you could use it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you could take it, but don't make a bracha on it. Further, umitzvah la'ogdom bekesher gomer. There's a mitzvah, we paskin lulav ein sarach eged, midoraisa, the minim do not have to be tied together. However, because of zeh keli v'yanvei, who has a hidur mitzvah, you're supposed to tie them together. Bekesher gomer, the Mechaber says, with a real kesher, da'ainu, beis ksharim zeh al gav zeh, a double knot. It's got to be tied with a double knot. Mishum zeh keli, mishum noy. The yochol lo'ogdam, he says, b'min acher, you're even allowed to tie them with another species, because since lulav ein tzarech eged, you're only doing it for noy, it is considered as if it's standing on its own. There's no tziruf to say that I'm taking a strange min. Now, we'll soon see with regard to our minig and whether or not we make a double knot. Says the Mechaber, now, v'imnashu me'olin b'socha aguda, b'inyin shemafsik ein lachush. If some leaves fall off within your bundle, then that you don't have to worry about chatzitza, says the Ramah, d'min b'mino ein achotzitz. Because min b'mino is not chotzitz, and all three minim are considered one. So how are you allowed to tie it with eino mino? Why isn't that a chatzitza? Since it's made to beautify the lulav, it is bottled to it and it's not a chatzitza. Says the Ramah now, Aval shelo b'mino chotzitz, al kein yizor lika chachut shirogol yisviv hadas. When they sell hadasim, they used to sell them tied up. That's not lenoi. They're just for the practicalities of selling it. So the string that they tie the hadas with, that would be problematic. That's a strange min, it would be a chatzitza. Further, vimlo ogdo mebod yom, what if you didn't tie it before yantif? O shehuter agudo, or it got opened up. Ef shelo ogdo beyantif bekesher gomer. You can't be makayim this halacha. Ela ogdo ba'aniva. So make a bow or a slip knot. There are those who say to make the kesher a different way. What you do is you roll them around. And then you stick the loose end into the rolled up part. And that is the minhag Ashkenaz. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings the Gra and others who don't understand what happened here. The Ramah is saying that on Yom Tov, where you cannot tie a knot, so the way to do it is to go roll it around and stick it into it. V'chei nagu is what we do l'chatchila. That's the way we always tie the lulav. But l'chatchila you're supposed to have a double knot. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah paskins that at least the ring on the very bottom that is holding the arba minim together, at least that should be tied with an actual double knot. Further, the yesh likshar hadas kavo yosim in arava. The hadas should be higher than the arava. The yashvil hadas farava l'toch igud haluliv kedei sheyito kol gimel minim biyado b'shaz bracha. You're supposed to see to it that they're all at the bottom of the lulav where you're going to hold it, so that you're holding all three at the time you make the bracha. And not just hold on to the lulav and have the hadas ne'arava up on top. V'yesha kosu lazas belulav gimel ksharim v'chein noagim. To make three ksharim, three rings on the lulav. L'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings a machlokis, whether the ring that holds the arava to the lulav, if that's part of it also, or are we just talking about three separate rings that you're tying the lulav with? He brings both dais in that. Why three rings? That is for Keneged Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov. And you have to make sure that the rings are not too high. There's got to be one whole tefach on top that is without rings so that it'll be able to shake, because you're supposed to be shaking your lulav. The Mishnah Berurah also brings down that the hadas goes on the right and the arava goes on the left, which means since you hold the lulav in your right hand and the esrog in the left, the esrog will be next to the arava.